we are announcing changes to strengthen citizenship, to make for a stronger Australia, stronger citizenship, stronger citizens.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull made this announcement earlier in April this year, with a series of changes to citizenship laws set to make becoming officially Australian more difficult. Under the proposed changes, permanent residents will have to wait 4 years to qualify for citizenship, an increase of the current 1 year wait. There will also be tougher testing to prove a competency of English, with migrants required to record a Band 6 score in the International English Language Testing Method. The annual conference of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia in Darwin discussed how these laws will affect multiculturalism in Australia. Assistant Minister for Social Services and Multicultural Affairs, Zed Sasolja, says while the government supports diversity, it will place high importance on an ability to speak English.
Government's view is that multicultural Australia means that we celebrate the great diversity we have. We see that as a great strength. People celebrating where they come from, holding on to their language and culture is a good thing, but we also see it as a uniting thing. We see integration as important. We see English language as important to unify us as a nation.
But others are raising concerns over how the new barriers will exclude particular communities and language backgrounds. Opposition Minister for Multiculturalism and Citizenship, Tony Burke, says the proposals must be abandoned.
When you look at how they've set these rules up, you'll need university-level English if you come from Asia, but you won't need university-level English if you come from England. You'll need university-level English if you come from Africa, but not if you come from North America. This is an extraordinary proposal, and we simply have to call it out for what it is, oppose it, defeat it, and get back to the principles that have made us a great multicultural nation.
But Race Discrimination Commissioner Dr. Tim Supomasan says the government views English as a way to unify Australians of diverse backgrounds.
I think we should always be looking at what it means, because it always means slightly different things to different people. Certainly the government's view is that multicultural Australia means that we celebrate the great diversity we have. We see that as a great strength. People celebrating where they come from, holding on to their language and culture is a good thing, but we also see it as a uniting thing. We see integration as important. We see English language as important to unify us as a nation.
But Tony Burke says the government should not use citizenship as a way to gain political favour.
The voices of hatred have always been there. The voices of anger, the voices of prejudice have always been around. What matters is whether or not we let them win. Now, the Liberal government never proposed anything like this until Pauline Hanson was in the parliament. And once she was in the parliament, even though they didn't mention any of this at the election, all of a sudden we get absurd proposals like this. I want to get back to a situation where celebrating multicultural Australia isn't a political football. I want it again to be something that both sides of politics agree on.